Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed. We're on the air. It's Wasted on Wednesday.
Hey, boo. I missed you.
What's up, sis? How you doing?
I'm good. Excellent.
Yes. Let's get these sponsors out the way. Today's show is brought to you by Balorni & Malukian, LLP, great law firm, personal injury. I love them because they support us, and I got my swag up high because I got a lawyer. So anything happens, damn, I give them the business card, like call my lawyer. Call them at 818 Injury 8. They get it done.
Yeah, we.
And in today's time, you need a good lawyer. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world, and you need a good lawyer.
Don't be caught up like people on the first 48. I'm like, why are they talking?
Have you been watching your new seasons?
Yes. Like, why are you talking?
I just don't get it.
I don't get, like, season after season. Black people, do not know your rights.
You don't have to talk.
Don't. Just talk.
Just be like,
know your rights.
No. Habla en no English.
Yes. Or literally, it's magical. As soon as you say, I would like to talk to my lawyer, they literally be like, okay. And they close their books like, well, that's it. That's it.
And then if you're a murder, homie. This is not like
your lawyer will help you work some of
the lawyer will
work.
Have you home that
I'm
evening.
I'm telling you.
I'll get my client out of here. You have no proof. You know what I'm saying?
Are we free to go? Thank you.
And our next sponsor is Loyalty Auto Group. Man, these guys are fully go. They get you the car of your dreams. Sarkis, Hyro, my boy Art.
Art,
come back on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Miss you, Art. You
I'm
crazy.
Drinking whiskey and Art.
In his honor.
In his honor. Yes. Yeah, go to the Instagram. You can reach them. Loyalty Auto Group, man. They're the best, man. They're the best. I see them make dreams come true the time.
I'm serious.
Okay, here we go now. So how was your weekend?
pretty just chill. Just enjoying the beautiful weather, laying out by my pool.
But it's been getting cold at night, though.
No, that's what the jacuzzi is for.
Oh, you got a jacuzzi?
I got a jacuzzi.
See, that jacuzzi's a personal, though. You go to a jacuzzi and see it. If you see a couple in a jacuzzi, don't go. Just
no,
leave.
I fuck it up on purpose.
Oh, do
I'm
you?
Sorry. If you want to be private, then you need to get a house with your own personal jacuzzi. I'm paying for this. I want in.
Oh, so you'll come, like, say, so if I'm there with a friend and you to get tell there's a little ambiance, you're going to come sit down.
Well, if they my brothers and sisters, I'll be like, get your thing on, boom, chicken, wow, wow. I'll leave the entire premises, okay?
Oh,
I won't even get in the pool. I'll be like, go ahead. But, yeah, that's why you should be nice to your neighbors, because if it's like somebody I know it's been a jerk, I'm like, oh, I'm fucking this shit all up. I get in there, I'll be stretching. I work my back and stuff. I do, like, you know, jumping jacks and shit. Hi, guys. Yeah, fuck that.
Have you seen the commercial with the lobster and those two black people in the
Yo, pool? That is hilarious.
And he goes, oh, guys, this is a jet. What is the jet hitting, though?
Woo! I'm glad you asked. In my last apartment, shout out to Garden Green. Yo, so in the corner of the jacuzzi, I have a bad back. I had an attica and a pinched nerve. So, no, the jet is where the hard pressure of water is coming
out.
Does
it work?
Yo, it's like somebody punching you in the back.
I know that lobster, it was hitting the spot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he goes, oh, it's a jet.
No, like, seriously, when you sit in that spot and your lower back hurts, it feels like a Swedish look. You'd be like, oh, I'm not moving out of this spot. So, yeah, that's why I used to ruin it.
Uh-oh, we got a call from 702. What could this be?
Who's calling us from the 702?
Caller, who's this?
Case Gill.
What's up, Amon? How you doing?
What's going on, though?
You're on Wasted Radio with me and Tina.
Hi, Amon.
Who is that? Who is that?
I'm me.
She said, I'm me. What's going on?
I am Tina Lorraine, his lovely co-host.
Very lovely. Luxurious hair.
I'm the Vanna White.
She's got the luxurious hairstyle going on today. I love it.
Yes, thank you. You know, so
Amon Flanagan, a.k.a. Thick Prince. What's pop? Oh, my man makes music.
Oh, wow. Hey. I thought you were a fat guy that likes purple.
No. He's Prince. He's just a buff-ass Prince. That's all he is.
What's up? Living it up in Vegas. What's good today? What's popping out there in Vegas?
Yeah, what's going on in Vegas?
Man, you know, I ain't in Vegas no more.
Where you at?
I'm in Santa Clarita. I'm in Santa Clarita, California.
You're right here. You're out here.
Bring your ass over here next week. Uh-huh.
Oh, Flan.
Good to have you. So what's good? What's good? So you enjoying this beautiful
weather?
Hey,
man, I'm going to come up to the station next week.
Okay, we'll see you in 20 minutes.
All right, so we'll cut the show off right now. Then we'll save for next week.
Get your ass over here.
I'm just playing. So how you been, man?
What's up? Welcome to California. You got to welcome to Santa Cruz.
Oh, he's from Cali, though.
Oh, well, he from, you back?
I'm from Cali. I stepped out for a few years, but then I got back out here.
I did that.
I've been here for like a year, though.
Why did your Facebook say Mississippi?
Throwing the bitches and the feds off. Come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Casey ain't paying attention.
Yeah.
I'm slipping.
Mm-mm. I need to start doing that. Well, because everybody know where I be at.
Put that shit like I'm in Dubai. Yeah, I be like, just landed in Turkey, you know. Fuck that.
I'm gonna have to do that. I'm gonna flip it. But everybody go like, nah, nigga, we just see you an hour ago. You down the street.
I'm at a bitch house named I'm in Dubai. Her name is
being
Dubai.
Up the block, because you still in the valley, right?
Yeah, I'm in Sherman Oaks.
I'm gonna need you to holler at BC, man.
What's going on with B?
I talked to him today. He was like, yeah, tell that brother to go on and get at me.
All right, I'll tell you. I'm
for a call back from you for like a year.
Yeah, but BC, he's on some health food shit right now, ain't he?
You're a terrible friend. You mean? Yes. Yeah. You haven't talked
BC
to him in a year.
He's eating well.
I haven't. Listen,
he's getting money? Wait, that's a euphemism for New York. He eating well. He getting money?
Yeah,
he getting money?
Yeah. All my boys, they're doing well, all of them, all across the country. I'm very proud of all y'all. Y'all, all, you know, doing well, good families.
Out of jail, that's beautiful.
I'm still running the streets.
That's beautiful.
Running raw, you know what I'm saying?
He's still fucking bitches raw. He a mess.
Wow. No.
Still going raw.
Well, where's still? Where's the still coming from?
This nigga's meat is nuclear.
First of all, I'm going through some sadness right now because one of my boos, I hooked up with her. I have a problem. I messed with two girls at work. I'm on,
work
and they both got fired. Yeah.
They both got fired.
Did it happen around the time that you stopped messing with them? Mm-hmm.
Oh, say that again.
Did it happen around the time that you stopped messing with them?
No, that's exactly what I was gonna say. It wasn't like that. It was like. The first one got fired because she was she was showing out at work and she was always by my office. The second one, we hooked up and she got fired the next day. And this happened this week.
Wow.
Yeah, it hurts.
Wow.
And I debated it. I didn't want to break because the first time I said, okay, there's a rule, I'm not gonna do this again.
Yeah.
I didn't even talk to Tina about it.
You don't
thinking
sleep
about,
where you shit. No, you don't shit where you sleep.
Is that what it is?
You don't shit where you sleep.
Yes. AKA don't
we wasted
shit.
Yeah, that's
don't shit where you sleep.
We get the point.
Don't shit in the same place and sleep there too. Don't fuck a bitch at work. Don't fuck a bitch that live in your building. None of that. So I was wondering, did you tell one of them or both of them, hey, you know, I would fuck with you on some real shit, but we work together?
Yeah, the second one I told that to.
Oh, so then she got her ass fired and was like, well, now you can fuck with me.
Ain't got nothing to do with it though.
Now you gotta change your life.
I just feel like I don't know. I really can't mess with nobody ever again.
Mm-hmm. No,
Amon, I got a quick question before we go on. Did you see the Michael Jackson documentary? I asked everybody this.
Hey, look, man, I watched about 40 minutes of it.
Couldn't
and I
do
turned it,
it
off.
Right? Yeah, it's like you have to watch it in pieces. It was like too much because it was like you know him
it
personally.
Was,
like
the
it was too
shit
much.
They were saying was so crazy.
Yeah, it was so crazy. So it was so crazy.
I'm scared.
The part when he was like, I was jerking him off, and then as he was about to come, Michael Jackson was like, now play with my nipples. I'm like, oh, come on. Oh,
are you serious?
Yes.
Right. Like, dog, they went into vivid detail. I was like, man, what is
this? Yeah, like, I didn't need that detail.
I'm going to keep it funky. you got to have a lie detector test in order for me to buy any of that. I'm riding with Mike. On this one, as far as yo lie detector test, you had all that time when that man was alive to go
see,
ahead.
That's my whole point.
And protest.
Yeah.
Now you wait till he's ten years dead, and now you're coming with an HBO special.
And the dude used to mess. One of the guys used to mess with Michael's cousin.
Oh, Wade. Wade messed with Michael's niece
for
which
10 years.
One of your homeboy's cousin. Yeah. Yeah. So, and that was supposed to be at the same time.
And then they found out now
that a lot of the things he was saying are very inconsistent. Like, for instance, he said he spent Thanksgiving at the Encino house in 1995, and they have obviously proof that he was on tour the day of Thanksgiving. See, that's like it. Bulgaria. Right. Like, he was not even in the country. So it's been a lot of stuff like that. So they said for the versions in the UK, they've cut 46 minutes out of this documentary now.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, they got to cut the whole thing.
Because a lot of that stuff is inconsistent. And the biggest thing that's inconsistent is Wade said it took him 7 years. It took him till now when he realized that he was having these suppressive thoughts.
Yeah.
The mother said, when he died, I said, thank God he died because he can't hurt anyone anymore. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the mother knew, but you forgot? Like, that's some bullshit. Y'all need to get y'all's story straight. He just wants some money, and he got a few dollars. It worked out. It worked out. But at the cost of ruining his legacy. And
I'm good friends with Tito's sons. So they told me some other shit behind the back, but, you know. It's all money. It's all money driven.
A lot
it's
of
all
the
money
stuff
driven.
Is yeah. It's they, all the money game, man.
It's all the money game.
I mean,
he was talking about as I understand it, he was supposed to be getting a choreography job with this last show that they was doing or whatever, and he didn't get the job.
Yeah,
that whole last show was some fuckery too.
It's too much nonsense around it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally not believing that.
Like, well, you passed my Michael Jackson test then because you saw it and you thought it was fuckery. Yeah. People have been trying to tell me I need to see it, but nah, I want to see it.
It took me about seven parts.
Go ahead.
No, we're good. You're good.
No, I was about to say it, dog. It took me a while to even, like, you know what I'm saying, wrap my head around. I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
I was scrolling past, like, man, I'm going to watch it. And it got to about 40 minutes, and they were so graphically describing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You just can't fuck
with
it.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, nah, this is crazy.
And I think that's probably what really makes it look like a liar. So usually liars describe in detail a whole lot. Mm. You know what I mean? So they were, with those heavy descriptions, that's what made me go, like, really? You're making this extra colorful.
That's wild.
And I didn't see any emotion behind it. If you're so hurt about it now, like, you can see in some parts he's recollecting. But he's happy. It's, you know what I mean? It's happy moments. And I'm just thinking.
He had like a little cheeky smile. Like, nigga, what you smiling about?
I remember that day. And like, please. And then saying, like, we were mad. He gave me a ring, you know, symbolic of us.
He gave me
a
ring and we was in love and this, that, and the other.
Oh, the honeymoon. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Michael took you on a motherfucker.
Michael loved that monkey.
Okay, but not even that. Wait, Amon. He was saying, like, I don't know if you saw the
monkey moment.
Did you see where he was saying, like, he literally was having sex with Michael all around Neverland? I'm like, but where's the 72? There's a staff of, like, 72 people.
Yeah, they got a full... I've been in Neverland. Like, they got a full farm.
None of these people seen
on
that?
The premises.
Like, come on. Because he said they were even having sex outside. They were having sex under the teepees. He's got Indian teepees.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
And he gave him head, like, on the Ferris wheel, the carousel.
Michael
thing.
Gave him?
No, I think Wade gave
him. Oh, okay, I do. That's got to be another way. Michael's the check writer. He's not, he's like, you need to get out of here.
He'd be the top. Like, you suck my dick.
Yeah, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Why are you sitting down?
Don't be dishonoring him with that.
This is my land. Oh, no, that's wrong. That's wrong.
I don't know what's worse. Forgive me, Lord. I'm like, I don't know what's worse, his story or R. Kelly. So you saw, we just talked about R. Kelly.
Wait,
you said you don't know what story is worse?
Yeah, I'm like, R. Kelly? Yeah, because I'm like, R. Kelly.
Poor Kelly. I want to get into Kelly yet, though.
He's pissing on young girls and fucking them in the ass. And
unlike Mike, there is video.
Yeah. Yep.
That's all I'm gonna say on that.
What about the man who said he found the video of R. Kelly in his house?
Why is everybody clowning this 85-year-old man that found it? That sounds logical to me.
Okay, some man woke up one day and said, "Oh, I found a new R. Kelly video, one that ain't been no one seen yet.
No one's
in his house,
in the attic."
And then he got a lawyer and said, "Like,
what do you mean?"
Yeah, how do you just find out? Like, did R. Kelly live there first or something?
What's happening? Found an old R. Kelly video.
Yeah, he's like, oh, unpublished, uncut.
He was cleaning out the attic. Maybe I'm just naive. I buy that story.
Like, oh, no, something tricky.
No, because I'm thinking, okay, my grandma's house in Queens, it's four stories.
Right.
And then the attic. Mm-hmm. We had stuff in the attic for like 30, 40 years.
We're
and
talking
no
about
one
the
cleaned. But what I'm saying is nobody, even though the attic, we walk by the attic door every day because it's not one of them ceiling shits, it's a regular door.
Yeah.
Nobody ever said, hey, it's Saturday. reality. Let's go in there and clean little by little.
Right.
No one literally didn't touch that shit till my grandmother sold the house. Then everybody went upstairs like, oh my God.
So you guys were finding stuff like old 72. Shoes, old yeah. dresses, but you weren't finding R.
No, but
Kelly.
I'm sure there were some tapes in there. It might be tapes of, I don't know, James Brown sucking a cock. I don't know, but I'm just saying like
I can picture that though. James
didn't
is loose.
Sound ridiculous to James, me James because he is... said he was cleaning out his attic and then you came across some tapes and you know,
what?
You get nostalgic. You'd be like, what's
I call up Kelly.
He's cleaned out his personal closet.
I call up R. Kelly so fast to be like,
I was cleaned out under the bed, you know. Yeah. I want in before I die. No, but why I believe him is he didn't try to sell his story to a tabloid for money. That would be, that would, no, he just told the story. He called the police.
Yeah, he got a lawyer too.
If somebody wanted money, he would have contacted the Inquirer first because they pay for that shit. They like dumb.
I'm pretty sure Bellorni and Malukian, our sponsor, can handle that too. If you ever find a sex tape in your house, call them up and they'll represent you. Amon, tell us about this concert you got going on. What's going on with this? Tell us about this concert.
All right, man. So,
so funny.
May 4th at Turtle Bay Resort in Holly in Hawaii.
Damn.
We're gonna be doing it's gonna be in Hawaii, man. Young Legend Entertainment, shout out to my partners, Sean Young.
Okay.
And CJ Scott. But we're gonna be doing a party, an event in collaboration with the Cabana Group. The
Ooh.
Cabana Group.
I've heard they're big.
Sorry. Caraba is the name of the tequila. I'm on it.
Ooh.
But, oh yeah.
Yes,
we
gonna
take
have,
samples.
Janae Aiko. We're gonna have
I like that Made in Tokyo
Keanu,
dude.
Tiger. Tiger's gonna be in there. Made in Tokyo. Possibly.
You like Made in Tokyo?
I don't even know who that is. I
you
love
like
that name.
Uber Everywhere.
That. Oh, that's
made
his name.
Mm-hmm.
Dope.
And he goes, Hey, whoa.
Okay, I'm like really corny. Is he Japanese?
Nah, but I think he was born in Tokyo. Some shit like that, wasn't he?
He black?
Yeah, he black. He's from Canada,
black,
though. He's from Canada.
In Tokyo.
Why you don't like Canada?
Okay, well, I think that, okay, it is.
I bet if we check it out, he's a Yachty.
Provocative.
I bet if we check it out,
like,
he's Jamaican.
It is
because everybody black in Canada is Jamaican.
It is provocative. Oh, finish telling us. So began
yeah, finish
the
telling
us.
I'm sorry.
No, all good. So it's the partners are the Cabana Group. And we also have iHeart is going to be partnering with this. It's going to be like a backyard barbecue type bash situation at Turtle Beach on the golf course.
Oh, fancy!
So
fancy.
Is it
a one day event? This ain't Ja Rule situation.
Is this the Fire Festival part two?
Ja Rule
Fire in Hawaii.
Boy, that was so.
Yeah, unlike that, this joint will be happening. Bologna
man,
sandwiches.
You core, we know it is.
Wait, so one more time, Amon, tell us the dates for that.
Yes, the date is May 4th.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and it's at Turtle Bay.
That's gonna be
off the golf.
Damn, course. In Hawaii.
That's
you know
be
the Hawaiians are gonna love it because anytime you bring anything out there, they go ham on it.
Look, black people, don't go out there causing no trouble, man. Don't be living up to the stereotype.
Oh man,
don't be doing it.
We are man.
Go out there and eat some poi and some pineapples and chill the fuck out.
You like poi?
It's definitely gonna
be
tasteful.
Only heard about that.
Respectful. It's actually a Japanese holiday that I probably need to read up on.
Ooh.
But it's a Japanese holiday that day, so it's it's gonna be an influx.
I think she
at Turtle Bay.
It's gonna be very busy.
Of my Japanese people, so hopefully they come on out and support.
That sounds like an amazing event.
When did you start getting into this part of the music? Because all I knew you was producing and writing and had artists. I know you're still doing all that.
Yeah, still doing that, man. As a matter of fact, working on a Sony project, a hip hop legends project right now.
Wow.
We just did a record with Tash from the Licks.
Okay.
So that's gonna be fire. So I mean, it's gonna be like some of our generation's favorites.
Is Special Ed alive?
Show up on this.
Yes. Hmm? How dare you?
I don't know.
I'm about to find Special Ed, do a record with him.
Man, Special Ed was
So I want to hear more about the legends of hip hop. Like, who else is down? Is it like West Coast only artists or? Because you mentioned well, Dash.
Well, I mean, we got a couple West Coast artists that we're looking to reach out to. Nice. There's a couple West Coast artists that signed on. I can't really talk too much about it. I don't know how much I can say about it.
Yeah, okay.
But you look to the era, the 90s era. You know,
that's all we do.
All of the 90s, early 2000s.
So there will be no mumble rappers in the house. Okay, got it.
There will, you know, we respect the mumbles.
Them. They're not invited.
Yeah, there will be no mumble rap.
It's mumble. They all
unless Kara's one is mumble rapping. Won't be no mumble rap.
And they all auto tune, right?
Oh yeah, no auto.
You know, my son got mad at me. Why? Because he does music, and I told him, "Why are you doing auto tune? You sound like everybody out there."
Even T-Pain, like, come on.
Yeah, but then once Jay-Z dissed auto tune's dead, they should have stopped. I told him, you know, Jay-Z dissed all this movement. Mm-hmm. And like y'all 10 still
years
doing
ago.
It.
Catch up.
Today's rappers are just weird.
He did try to shut it down.
These rappers today are weirdos.
They're awful.
They all snitch on themselves. I don't get that part.
I'm still trying to get over what this thought.
I said today's rappers, they talk too much. It's too much. They put their business out there. They do this.
All it is fuck a bitch or fuck a bitch and your friend and pop some pills. And lean. Club. Guess they lean. Yeah. It's just you gotta say lean.
You have to say lean. I bet it's some exec like, listen, we need to talk about more lean.
We need 5 leans per song.
But there's some talent out there, though. I give them that.
Everybody joined is pretty much a remix of the previous joint that was hot. And that's, you know,
I just heard a girl from.
The music is going right now.
I just heard a girl from Chicago.
I want to hear about the special ed thing. What made you think about special
because
ed?
Because I'm always singing, doing special ed. I love special ed.
I got a made boom corner.
Because you spit it right here. I was like, wait a minute.
Special I'm your ed. Ida. Your highest Ida. No, your numero uno.
I'm from New York. She's BX. Ed. She's from BX. Brooklyn. He's from Brooklyn, but I mean, you know, he was one of the illest growing up. Definitely dope. So, yeah, he's still alive. I just got offended. Like, yo, watch your mouth.
Damn, special
low.
Ed. Who else was banging?
The family man and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Brand Nubians.
And like Coco Brothers. And,
you know, yeah. Oh, and
Buckshot Shorty and shit.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, did you go there? Yes. The boot camp clip.
Master Ace.
No, you didn't. Okay, yes. Well, maybe I could help you reach out to some of these old hip hop heads. You let me know. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, she's connected with some East Coast.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do a country trap album.
I think that's a marvelous idea.
I'm telling you.
Trap,
why
huh?
not? We the, take the, over everything else, now we're going to take over country.
It's like the rodeo's a trap. You know what I'm saying? Pushing lean in my Jimmy. You know what I'm saying? Telling you, if I could get on the country ways, I'd be at the Country Music Awards banging.
You making jokes. Somebody
Nashville
right
don't
now.
Love Casey. Nashville got beef with me. It'd be crazy.
That
would be crazy.
Let's do it.
Oh, my
that's
goodness.
Jay, man. That's your sister, man. That's Jay.
Oh, wow. My sister's, you know, Jay's crazy, you know. She's
still
good.
Shout out to Jay.
Shout out to my
sister,
man. She's good. She's good. She's a dental hygienist now.
Damn.
Yeah, you know. Right. I wanted to go back to make designing clothes, but that's another long story.
And you can still do that.
I know,
I
need her. She's the brain. She's
no,
got the art.
You're the brains.
I just get the materials. I
can
get all that.
You can do anything.
Oh, thank you. You know, you're sweet.
I just wanted to feel like a mom.
I need you to call me every morning and say that.
Say that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted
you
to feel like a
anything.
Mom for a sec. Yeah, that was
she's
fun.
Good. I'm going to tell you say hello if she's not listening. Exactly. She likes to listen to me at driving on the 57.
She's probably hearing it right now.
She supports
you? Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. Y'all
love
tight.
You.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They always like, oh, we like, oh, she's nice.
Thank you.
Oh, with that Jamaican accent. She's nice, you know.
Wait, now that I have two guys on the phone, I want to ask you. Ooh, I'm going to have a menage a mic with y'all. Hey, what's up with this Cardi B thing? Aman, did you hear about that? That Cardi B admitted that she used to drug men and rob them? And they've already have a guy that he stepped forward.
Why would she admit that?
I don't know, but she did it on a tape. And then people are trying to say it was old, but she just got her teeth done the last few years.
So they know.
So she forgot about that. Like, fuck! I was trying to say that shit was from 92.
What?
See?
Yeah, she admitted. And so one guy came forward and said he had cheated on his fiance, which is
felony.
Why. Yeah, he said he cheated on his fiance, which is why he never went to the police. But he went to the strip club. He met Cardi. He invited her back to his room for a drink.
And she roofied him.
He went to the bathroom.
Yeah,
he came back. Yeah, he said he woke up in the morning. This is how old it is. His iPod was stolen. Not iPad, the iPod. Remember the iPod?
Yeah.
His iPod was stolen. $850 in cash and then something else, like some jewelry.
That's grand theft.
And the statute of limitations is not over for that.
That's what I'm talking about.
He hashtagged it. Hashtag he too. I love that. He too. It rhymes with me too.
He too. Now here's what's the problem.
What's the
problem? The fact that he told that story.
Yeah.
Felonies are involved and we're laughing about it.
Well, that's on Cardi.
You know that is right. You're right. We're making
because
a joke and that's not
around,
funny.
If it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's I see
exactly
what you're
what
saying. That's real
like,
talk.
You know what?
I'm tired of
these.
That was a woman telling that story.
Damn women.
Well, that's why I brought it up, because it's like
it's
a double standard.
Though.
Like, no one's making a big deal out of it. But they was like, yo, if Busta Rhymes went on the air right now
and
said
that, he'd be in so much trouble.
Everything, yeah.
Can you imagine if someone like Jay-Z said that?
Yeah, that's actually what they
would take
said.
All
like,
his money.
If Jay-Z said that, it'd be...
Lawsuit time.
Yes. Tidal would rip up their contract. Like, nobody would fuck with Jay. And no one's saying anything to Cardi. So now Cardi made a press release. She said her reasoning was, I had to do what I had to do with limited resources. Well, isn't that the same thing that robbers and everyone is saying when they commit a crime? Hey, look,
I had to sell this crack because I had limited resources. Double standard. Why would she do that?
That's what you're saying. Like, why would you? No,
he should sue her.
One of the things that I like about Cardi is that she would try to engage with her fans. But
that she roofies guests?
No. Get them niggas, boo. No, I mean, you know, I represent for the Bronx.
The
love Cardi. But it was like, yeah, some things were...
Whoever that gentleman is, you can call Bellorni and Maluki and LLP at 818-INJURY-8. They'll handle this. They will fight for you.
They will fight for you.
God damn it.
I feel bad, Amon. That was a good point. Like, I'm laughing at it. But if it was other way around, I'd be irate over here.
Ain't Cardi like 4'11"?
Yeah, but she roofied him, though.
Yeah, he said he went to the bathroom.
I got roofied once.
Yeah, he said he went to the
like
bathroom.
Strong-armed him or some shit.
Yeah.
I got roofied once.
He took a subtle approach.
I got roofied by a Russian chick one time.
What happened?
I told her, I said, this is good. What is this? This is good. What is this? Give me some more of this.
Don't threaten me.
It was weird. I got all lightheaded, and then I passed out of the bed, and then she was like, here, drink more water. And I was like, what the fuck just happened?
She put more shit in that water.
But
you
nothing. She
said,
just water.
She couldn't got nothing out of it. I mean, if she did something freaky to me, I didn't know. I don't know.
you blacked out.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, I woke up refreshed. Like, oh, shit.
Wait, so what's up with this R. Kelly thing?
You got a good night's rest?
Did you hear about the R. Kelly? So R. Kelly asked the court if he could leave to go to Dubai. And
what did I say?
The people in Dubai was like, ain't nobody in
Dubai. Yeah,
because
they don't play that shit.
We don't want you.
Yeah, but they said ain't nobody invited you. I don't know what you're talking
what you
about.
Talking about?
He said he got an actual
invite. Yeah, I got a show.
Yeah, he said he had a show.
Yeah, he's trying to get the judge to give him the leave to go to Dubai and do a show.
Yeah, but Dubai, I hear, is a non-extradition company.
No,
so,
Dubai, they would have killed Kelly.
That's what I'm like, does he not read? Because they don't even like gay people there. You think they fuck with pedophiles? Like,
yeah, he's the biggest loser this week still.
Yeah.
No, well, let's talk about the biggest winner.
Jesse!
No, not Jesse.
Just
Trumpito.
Trumpito.
Let me tell you something. Shout out to Jesus and Mirror. I got that from Trumpito. This whole shit might have just.
What did he win, bro? What did he win?
Was he
exonerated?
No, but Barr's trying to get him exonerated though, because Barr's saying
the dude he hired.
Yeah, this attorney general. Barr's saying no. I read the papers. It's good. He's good. So now Trump's rolling with it. But the thing is, all this dude is boost up his base. I've heard people talking today say like, you know what? Everybody's picking on Trump. That's the new argument. Why are they picking on Trump? The Democrats look crazy.
Man, if they don't knock it off.
But you know what? You guys, we keep passing this shit off, but this is what happened. When he was running, everybody's like, "Ah, man, this guy's not serious."
Yeah,
it happened.
It happened.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
I'm telling people today he's gonna get a second term.
What he did regarding
I'm feeling that too. Though.
He's gonna get a second term.
What he did regarding Puerto Rican relief today, and what Betsy DeVos had to say. The Secretary of Education.
What is she doing messing with the Special Olympics?
Yeah, I caught the end of that.
What she did to the Special Olympics today.
So tell me
now,
about that.
Now, we can worry about whether or not he colluded with a whole country and whether or not they could prove it.
Betsy
but
DeVos,
at the end of the day, come on, man.
She wants to take away all funding from Special Olympics.
For the Special Olympics.
I mean, it's Special Olympics.
Like, what? This is...
It's the Special Olympics.
Like, you can't
like,
get any
after,
more
like, okay,
crew.
How have you been exonerated?
How do you do that? How do you say you know
already
what?
I thought that was bad when he was taking Meals on Wheels away from seniors. Now
he
like,
took that away too.
Yeah, that was in the beginning. Like they're like, what type of person are you?
I don't know why exactly. People like in West Virginia. You know our people in West Virginia, mind all them people, the Parkersburg. I don't know why they voted for Trump, okay. Thinking
shout out to
he had the yeah. Shout out to Parkersburg. The girls out there, you guys turn up. You know what I mean. But anyway. The guys, I don't know why they thought Trump had their back. Because he went and told them, like, oh, we're going to bring back coal.
I mean, we would have done that if we would have saw another black man up there. We'd have been like, yeah, just vote for him anyway. And then look what happened.
Who was the first black man?
I don't know. Well, I'm just joking.
I know. Well, he was half black. That's why I said the distinction like that.
Why is his people in trouble? Something to do. I read they're in trouble, too. So, I don't know. But Trump won this week because... I'm telling you that when the Mueller report came out, I was so like, that's it?
That's it.
That's it.
Now, look,
that's what we've been waiting for?
Yeah. It'll, was like, okay, that,
the tail of the tape is when he goes before Congress. I'm holding all judgment until he sits in front of Congress, either Barr or Barr or Mueller sits in front of Congress. I'm holding my opinion.
Man, they are shredding because papers they, as we speak.
Even in his forbid, mind you, that report is 2 years worth of reporting. That man summed it up in 4 pages.
Yeah.
He just saw it, summed it up in 4 pages.
And he read it one night, was like, oh, yeah, I got it. It's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool. It's cool.
That's
right. Let's talk about
the cliff notes.
Enough of Trump, though. Give me a headache. Let's talk about our boy, Jesse.
Jesse
is the second winner.
He is definitely the second winner.
What's going on in Chicago?
They dropped How's
the police chief? The chief of police and the mayor say, we didn't know they was dropping the charges.
Wait a minute.
What?
Oh, you guys
didn't know?
They didn't know. Look it up. I'm not lying. The mayor and the police chief came out and
That's
said, this is bullshit.
Fishy. Even the prosecutor is still like, he's not innocent. He is
they
guilty.
Said,
I'm just so confused.
They said they dropped it because his case was too small to make a big deal about. That's bullshit.
Oh, so that doesn't really mean...
Nationwide case. What are they talking about?
Yeah, it's huge. This man paid 10 grand and did time served. How much time did he do? A night?
A night? 2 nights? Yeah. It wasn't as long as Kelly.
But the police chief said the FBI is still investigating him. The police chief said that we proved that he did this. And the mayor was like, this is BS. This is special treatment.
They're calling it, what is it, a whitewash?
Whitewash. And they're calling... How's that happen?
But I loved his statement that he wrote.
But I wouldn't be my mother's... Man, that don't mean shit.
It was heartwarming, though.
Oh, my God.
It was a great PR move.
It was brilliant.
Whoever wrote that was absolutely brilliant.
I'm confused, really. And poor Kelly, he's just like, can someone please come get me out of this?
I shouldn't feel terrible. I mean,
they was like, yo,
well, I do.
I heard they're dropping cases.
Oh, I love that meme.
You know
so
what?
So with mine. Can I get a few felonies dropped or what? No, sorry,
I'm not on the meme thing.
What do you mean? You don't see them?
I don't read them shits.
They're fucking hilarious.
Oh, man, sometimes it's so on point, though.
Yo,
come on.
Seriously.
I'm trying to keep it still, gully, trill.
And just write stuff and read other people's posts. What are we, like 2010? No. Even my dad be sending me memes. We send memes around.
What?
It's hilarious. Yes. My
dad's different,
game.
Though.
Yeah.
Your dad's
like
not
brother.
From here.
Nah. Yeah, he's like a.
Because he raised you just straight. Listen, I only raise writers in this house. Ain't nobody soft.
Yeah.
I don't care what you sitting on. You know I'm soft.
Yeah. He's like a big brother instead.
Hey, Corey King's back. No, I'm just joking. That's an inside joke.
KKKK.
We have a friend of a college name.
Baby?
The most notorious. I don't want to put him out there like that. Corey King, though. His name was Corey King, but when I met him, it was BK.
Mm-hmm. BK.
Bitch killer.
Hey, you know,
I know, but I think he's a Christian now, though. I think he's a Christian.
You know what I'm about to talk about.
I'm so surprised.
At the Casa, my dude.
I want to know why they call him.
You mean when he
got
on the mic and said someone's going to die tonight? You know whose fault that was?
Lit.
You know whose fault that was?
Huh?
You know whose fault that was?
Whose fault?
Chris? No, Dre Jackson. No,
it was a lot of co-conspirators that night.
Yeah, because they had two bottles. It was a bottle of full gin.
Now we all don't know what you're talking about.
No. Okay. Water. Okay. We had a party. I think it was my party. We had a party at this club, and then my boy Corey comes into the party, goes on the stage, grabs the mic from me, and goes, "Somebody's gonna die tonight." And he was looking at the crowd like, so everybody's looking around like, "Who? What's wrong with Corey? What's going on? What's going on?"
Oh, thank God.
This fool had a hammer in his back, in his pocket. So
what?
Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought right there, the hammer. So this is what happened. He was hanging out with the dudes over there with Dre and Chris and all. Anyway, they had a bottle of full gin, same bottle. The other one had water. Mm-hmm. Dre gets the water one and guzzles like, Corey, you can't do that. Corey smashed a bottle of gin and lost his mind because him and TV got into it that night. You don't remember that either. TV had to put him down.
Was it that night?
Yes, it was the same night.
I got to it a couple times. But yeah,
okay. TV. Brotherly love. Yeah. You put down and then you
come to the petty.
Yeah, we're super petty.
What's up with that? We did it. We do a nice fight.
That's why I don't have a lot of female friends, because I'm not with that bullshit. And I want to be like a guy. I want to curse you out really fucking bad and then be like, "Let's go to the store."
That's awesome.
But girls be like, "I ain't speaking to her." And
yeah, I'm y'all
like,
stay in your feelings.
That argument was 20 minutes ago. Let's go to Pizza Hut. Like, what the fuck?
I still got a girl to hate me from junior high.
Really?
Yeah. I did it wrong, though. I broke up at lunchtime. We only were together for like 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
Because I heard the other girl was available. I was like, "You know what, Michelle, it's over. I got to go talk to Brenda over here."
Was Brenda easy?
No, Brenda didn't even give me a shot.
See, the grass ain't always greener.
Yeah, so Corey comes to the party, has a hammer in his pocket, pulls it out, and everybody thought it was a gun. The whole party clears out.
I was still cleared out with the hammer.
Including you, sir.
Plus it. Nah.
Oh shit! Like, oh wow.
Nah. Everybody, I was the one like, it's just a hammer.
Everybody commits to running.
You hear that high voice?
But he cleared out the whole party, which was amazing. It's just legendary stuff.
Hey, but that hammer really caught the light though. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because when it was shimmering off the light, everybody's like, "Oh, he got the steel." Oh my!
I think a hammer is even more frightening than a gun.
Yeah, if you see a nigga waving a hammer, you're like he's what crazy. The
yeah, you like he is crazy.
He's about to do some construction, nigga. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Are you going to fix a fence? What's
or
he doing?
Bash a head? I don't know. I'm not going near him.
Do you watch Discovery ID Channel?
I haven't in a while, but that's all of those. Yeah, I know how to kill a nigga. I'm like,
first of all,
and hide the evidence. I can get away.
Oh, we're into the crimes.
About murder?
Murder. Yeah, we into that stuff.
Do you watch Snapped?
Snapped, when the women snap?
Ooh, they got a new
show.
When
the women go crazy.
Wait, Amon, they got a new show. Killer Couples.
What do you mean? The couples going killing people?
The couples be killing with each other. Yeah.
That's kind of erotic in a way.
Well, hey, that's why they have a show. Because one time they like.
I'm going to text my woman right now. Oh, yeah. Killer Couples, baby. You hear that? Killer Couples, baby.
What's your woman's name again?
Huh?
What's her name again? Is it with a Y?
With a Y. Yinka.
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 Yinka. That sounds Nigerian
name. Ooh,
Lord.
That is beautiful.
You got you a Nigerian?
Oh, yeah, back to Killer Couples. You got to catch that.
You got a Nigerian?
Do I have a Nigerian?
No, she's not Nigerian.
Oh, okay, because you know.
She's not Nigerian. She has a Nigerian name.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, my sister got a baby by a Nigerian.
My sister got a baby by... Well, no, he's Ghanaian. Why you say it like that? What's wrong with African?
All right, y'all say it like it's shady.
I'm like, exactly. I was like,
I think I've went too far right now. I'm going to have to leave that alone. You know what I'm saying? I caught a couple cases behind this type of activity, but I'm just going to leave it alone.
I will say Africans provide, though. I will tell you that.
I lost touch with so many of my boys from college, man, because, you know, I went nuts for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I was like crazy.
Psycho?
I was just on this other shit, like, just self-destructive, you know, trying to bungee jump and do crazy stuff. I was really mentally in a different place, but now I got a therapist. Everything's
well, I'm
nice.
Glad you're back.
Yeah, I'm cool.
And you're sane.
Yeah, I just got to keep a girl who can don't get fired after we do it.
Oh, man. I think she did that on purpose. She was trying to make sure something.
Yeah, I know. I know. It was a rough week, you know? It was a rough week for me. It was a little sad.
But wait. What we didn't... So the two girls, did they didn't know about each other.
No. One was fired.
How
like,
do you do that? Like, how do you make sure they don't see you during lunch with the other chick?
Bam. Dude, well, that's called discipline. That's called keeping them organized. You know, like, I know what time...
A lot of work.
You can't come by my office at noontime. It's too much traffic. Way too much traffic.
That's
now you can hit me up on a, like, you know, if you go into the bathroom, swing through, come by the door, boom, 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 with the knock, boom, boom, boom. We're in there chatting for a little bit, boom, out. I still peep my door, I make sure ain't no haters out.
I'm done with you.
And I tell her, make sure you leave your car here, you know, right here.
That's too much work. I would never work. Deal it's with work. That's it's why I don't work. I'm not doing none of that.
I find
shit.
When you keep people in a routine, things will go well. Very well.
No, I like
but
that.
But then she gets fired. We had sex, and then she got fired the next day.
Well, that actually might be a blessing.
But here's the best part, though.
Might be a blessing in disguise, though.
Tita said, so what's up? Well, you guys going to keep doing? I said, no, I'm not going to see her again, because I'm not going out to her crib. I'm not going out there.
Because she lives all the way 7 miles away.
It's too far. I'm not going to do that. I mean,
Californians are so lazy that 10 miles away is like a trip for them.
And it puts a lot of personal.
She's not even over a mountain. Like, we're in the same valley together.
Yeah, we really are.
You ain't even got to climb a hill for this bitch.
You in Santa Clarita?
You could have been here already.
You could have been here. The whole time I'm thinking you're in Vegas. Because you know I'm not ever going to Vegas again.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because you spent all that money?
No. Well,
he got robbed in Vegas.
He didn't gamble the money, though.
No, his credit card went to Vegas. He didn't.
Well, I'm banned from life from the Bellagio. I can never go to Bellagio again.
What about Bellagio? Is whack anyway.
The Bellagio is not whack.
No, it's dope in its own sense, but there's so many other doper places.
What's doper than the Bellagio? Well, I haven't been in like 10 years.
I don't know. Like Wynn, the fucking Cosmo, the Aria.
What is Wynn it? The Wynn is fire, bro.
The Wynn is it really? Fire. Have you done the
Wynn
buffet?
Is hard,
no,
the buffet like the is
money. I mean, look. Bellagio looked like old money, but
that's
the Wynn
not, yeah, exactly.
Come on, man. That's new.
Come on. It's new. That's new. That's like new pussy, and Bellagio is old pussy. Like, it's still dope, you know, to dip into it. But
only
it's
thing
like
good about the Wynn is that the glass shit is like orange or some shit like that.
And the buffet. Don't forget about the buffet. They slice their crab legs down the middle. Yes, they do.
That's what the Bellagio do.
No, they don't.
Well, first
maybe
of all,
they do. I just ain't know about
y'all
it.
Ain't gonna be talking about the Bellagio like that.
Anyway, yeah, I'm hungry. Making me
I know.
Hungry.
I just made myself hungry.
I know. But Amon, what else is going on?
Yeah, Amon? Tell us about you, man. How's your daughter?
Man, she's good. Man, she's graduating this year.
From
absolutely
what?
Graduating a year early.
Congratulations. Wow.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Cameron Flanagan, little Cam Bam.
Oh my God. Congratulations.
My
That's
baby
so
girl
hard.
Went on and did it. She hit me. She was like, I was like, baby, what do you want to do for graduation? She's like, yeah, Dad, you can run that car. I was like,
damn,
oh.
Just rent that car and then leave me alone. Hey, so that,
run
that's,
that car.
That must have been like, a hard job to like keep your daughter off the pole. Like that is really hard. Like I'm not
keep
making a joke.
Pole.
What's
like,
the
my
is that the...
into, like my daughter's into like Asian boy groups.
Ooh. Oh, she's into them.
BTS.
Ooh, first of all, let's go back to the polls.
Stuff like that.
I want to take my beautiful sister back to the poll comment.
No, because it's really hard. I mean,
that's
women
such an extreme,
are being.
Go back to the poll
that's
thing.
Such an extreme.
No, because look how women are. These young girls right now are listening to music and they're listening to Cardi B and Nicki Minaj and everything. You know, sex has been desensitized and everything has been over sexualized the last few years. So I think it's incredibly hard to keep your daughter away from those types of distractions that girls want to be an Instagram model.
She got a big family that love her.
Yeah, it's like, I want to be an Instagram model. Or I
that wasn't necessarily an option for her. That was going to be a real hard. She's going to have to really want to do that.
In a way, though, too.
But some of these women, but Amon, some of these women are wanting to be that. They're like, want to be an Instagram model. Like, do you know you could be a doctor, a lawyer,
a truck
driver? Yeah,
you made a good point.
And they're like looking
because
forward to that.
The number one star right now is Kim Kardashian, per se.
Yeah, and she takes pictures all day.
Ray J got that. Going.
You know, yeah.
What's
yeah,
how much do you think about
dick.
This? Kim Kardashian was able to walk into the Oval Office and actually get somebody out of jail,
which is amazing.
Kanye couldn't even do it. That, Jim Brown couldn't do it.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Oh my God, that picture.
they were persuaded by the
presidential pardon.
He was like, turn around. Let me see that ass.
Nobody can really.
State was worth something.
That's what you said. The president said.
He's like, let me see that ad. All right.
On real talk, we should send Kim in there to do a lot of talks with him.
Yeah, seriously. Because
she can get some shit done.
She's talking a lot more. Is
no, but that's
point.
What... Don't,
she's
I
talking
mean,
a lot more.
Everyone knows that women are a lot more powerful than men. Like, that's why, you know, gangsters will get that beautiful woman and, you know, come with me on this deal, you know, and you distract
right.
the other players
oh, okay.
and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's why the Kim thing works.
You think Kim could be a president or a
no,
elected official?
Dumb. She can't spell president.
No.
So, I don't.
You think Trump can?
Should be no. a president.
Yeah.
President.
I don't know.
President.
I mean, how many followers does she have?
Like 50 million, I'm
okay.
sure.
Think about
oh,
it.
Oh, that's true. She has the numbers.
Think about it.
That's kind really? Of frightening.
Our
actually,
value but... is our followers.
Yeah.
That's where you're going.
You,
the
that
values,
should be like a
right?
quote. Like
on,
in 50
man.
Years.
What values, Amon?
We have a reality show president.
Yeah.
And it's really sinking in now. Like, he's just like, this was like a cliffhanger of Dallas. Was the Mueller report.
Damn, that was good, right? That was like the JR got shot. We had to wait
They're
going to
sweep that Mueller
yeah,
report,
that's JR
son.
Got shot. See you next season. Oh, and by the way, I'm stopping all the funding on these special ed.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
On Olympics, special ed Olympics.
One thing Trumpito's good at? Distractions.
Yeah.
Because you know he just got $1 billion from the military for his wall. And it snuck right by us. Because when he said that there was a we're in a crisis or some shit, there's a process where the
hand,
military
bro.
Has to give you money. He took money from the military,
yeah.
and they're gonna help. They're gonna build a wall. That's his
oh,
workers.
Yeah, and then we're
a billion
be paying.
That happened
taxes.
Monday, and we were thinking about. Kool-Aid.
Well, wait, did you hear? Oh, I love that the Mexicans are stealing the barbed wire, the Centeno wire, the barbed wire.
What are they doing?
The barbed wire. They're stealing the wire from the wall. And they're putting it around their homes for protection. It's hilarious. Like, how ironic is that? They're like, hello.
First of all,
the shit
how
you
petty is that situation? What?
No, but it's like, hello, you put
wire.
Some shit because you thought we wasn't going to climb over that. We eat barbed wire for breakfast, basically, is what they're saying.
Right.
Fuck out of here.
Yo, I'm going to tell you what the wall is.
Wait. And then the feds asked them, where'd you get this wire from? And it was like, I don't know.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. I woke up and it was around my house.
Pedro, I don't know. Pedro, Pedro is there.
Home Depot.
Pedro is right there, Pedro. More, plenty more, Pedro.
No,
that was that racist, what we just did right there?
I don't speak English. No, we're doing impressions. That's
okay.
An impression.
I'm going to use that. I'm not being racist. That's an
I was
impression.
Doing an impression. Yeah.
It was borderline, though. It was touching the line.
No, first of all, racist. People are confusing the words stereotypical and racist. Racist is when you're putting people down. We're not putting them down.
When
we were
when
stereotyping.
You big up your own race
we
and
were
put
really
another one down.
Stereotyping
okay,
them.
We're
we
stereotyping.
Were saying okay. that this is how they sound.
How about that?
Yeah, okay. I'll deal with that. I'll take that.
As I drink this Carrabba.
How you going? Oh, damn.
Really? Are you going to bring this Carrabba next week?
Yeah, how are we going to get to Hawaii?
We need to go.
How y'all get to Hawaii? Let's talk about it, man.
We might have to talk to the sponsors, do a remote show. That'd be crazy.
That would be off the hook.
Oh, my God. Let's do it. Sam,
send us to Hawaii, Sam.
Yes.
I'm going to come here. You're in your mind.
Just two of us. Look, I got my own hotel hook, and I don't even need y'all to pay for that.
You must be crazy.
Just get us there, and we good after that.
Amon, you have 3 minutes. Tell the people how they can reach you. Tell us about anything you want them to look out for.
Tell them your Instagram name and all that stuff.
Tell them how you kept your daughter off the pole.
We got two companies. We got the Young Legend Entertainment that puts together the events. We got Centurion Media Company, a company I started with my boy CJ. We do the media, the content, mm-hmm. and we broadcast that. We're going to be putting the website together very soon. Be looking for that.
Nice.
We're going
nice.
To be doing more events in Los Angeles, Young Legend Entertainment and Centurion Media together. We also have another joint going on in Hawaii on June the 21st through the 23rd. That is their state fair.
Wow.
And we're going to have T-Pain out there.
Oh, my God.
So
I love T-Pain.
We're really trying to get it going this year, and we're going to bring it back. Hopefully, we'll be able to do something at the Avalon again and really make it pop. Because we had Eric Bellinger and Ro James headlining, wow. and they killed it.
I know.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, on Instagram, if you want to reach me, it's AFBMMG at AFBMMG.
Mm-hmm.
And then my partners, MTGPIMP on Instagram. And also, Sean's joint is I Am Young Picks.
Kicks.
So I am young, P-I-C-S.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I am young, Picks. Got it. Got it. Thank you so much for joining
us. Yeah, man. I appreciate you, man. Love you, bro. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you too, bro.
Shout out to everybody in the core. Shout out to that core five.
Miss Tina.
Thank
and
you.
And I will be up there. Man, so when can I come up there, bro?
We'll just come up on the Wednesday.
Sit down with y'all.
Come up.
And break bread.
Ain't nothing.
And we're in September.
We'll go have dinner or something after.
Facts. All right, let's do that. Shit, man, let's do that next week.
All right, then.
Wait, don't forget that Caraba tequila.
Hey, that part.
All right, fam.
Hi, honey.
I'll text you.
All right, man.
Tina, another show.
All right, man. Appreciate
y'all. Another show down the road. We're out. We're wasted. One love.
Peace.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine only on LA Talk Radio.